He said, verse 13, now watch it. For when God made promise to who? Here we go. When God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by who? No greater, what did he do? He swore by himself, saying what? Surely, blessing, I will bless thee. And multiplying, I will do what? Multiply thee. So after he had what? Patiently what? He told Abraham when he called him out and he left his father's house and left his country and came to follow God. Abraham was 75 years old. And he told him then, I'm going to multiply you. And that child did not show up until he was 100 years old. I'm going to say it again. Isaac did not show up until he was what? 100 years. How long? How many years is that? That's 25 years. He exercised patience. That's what James said. Faith and patience, you inherit the promise. And so he said, where did I stop it? Verse 14. Surely blessing I will bless thee, multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men does what? Verily swear by the greater, and an oath for the confirmation is to them an end of all strife, wherein God is willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it with an oath, that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong what? Strong consolation, who has fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have for an anchor of the soul. And when you have this word in the Holy Ghost and let it anchor your soul, I'm going to say it again. When you have this word and the Holy Ghost and it anchor your soul, your mind won't go crazy on you. All hell can break loose, but when you let the word and the Holy Ghost anchor your soul, did you hear what I'm saying? Anchor your soul. You'll be, when all the dust settles, when all the stuff is gone, you'll be still standing. Hallelujah. That's what Ephesians 6:14. Having done all to stand. Why are you standing? Because I'm anchored.
That's right.
I'm anchored in the rock. I'm anchored. I can't be moved. My mind won't go crazy on me. Because I got an anchor in the rock. The word, the Holy Ghost. Now watch this. He said, I'm going to finish verse 19 and 20 and get ready. He said, which hope we have for the anchor of the soul, both sure and what? Steadfast. It's both sure and steadfast. That means it's sure, it can't be changed, it's absolute. Steadfast, it's always there. It's not in and out, up and down. It's steadfast, sure. You got this word. He says, sure and steadfast, which enter into that within the veil. And that was Jesus. He went into in the veil, behind the veil. Whether the forerunner is for us entering in Jesus, even Jesus, it says so. Made an high priest, get it? forever after what? The order of Melchizedek. We have a high priest who sits at the right hand of God, who oversees everything, who intercedes for you, praying for you. Now, how much confidence do you have in Jesus' prayer? Interceding. I heard him say, Father, I thank you that you always hear me. That's the kind of person I want praying for me. He didn't say, thank you, you every now and then you hear me. He said, no, Father, this is John Gospel chapter 11. And he said, Father, I thank you that you always hear me. And we have been made heirs, covenant, joint heir with Jesus, an heir of God. We are Abraham's seed. That seed he talked about multiplying. Listen what Galatians 3:28-9 says. Where there is neither Jew nor Greek, see, all that went out the door. There is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female. This is Galatians 3:28-9. Did I say it right now? Galatians 3:28-9. All right. He says, neither male nor female. Now, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. Now you see why you don't respect a person. Now you see why God loves everybody the same. If he answered one man's prayer, he'll answer every man. When I said man, I'm talking about humanity. If he answered one person's prayer, he'll answer everybody. Now he is a respect of faith.